Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the USDA is making a wide range of resources available to dairy farmers whose herds are affected by avian influenza, including reimbursing them for the cost of personal protective equipment and development of biosecurity plans, in part to help gather more information about farm worker health. Now, added together, these tools represent a value of up to $28,000 per premise to help support increased biosecurity activities over the next 120 days. Separately, on Friday, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the USDA would be also compensating dairy producers for loss of milk production.
We are taking steps to make funding available under our Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish Program, ELAP. And we want to make those available to assist eligible producers with positive herds who have experienced a loss of milk production.
And for more information about these new financial tools available for dairy producers, please visit your local USDA service center. To date, H5N1 virus has been found in 42 herds in 9 states. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.